On February the 5th, 1675, Isaac Newton wrote to his fellow scientist Robert Hooke.
If I have seen further than certain other men, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants.
In one stroke, Newton summarised the whole history of astronomy. It's an edifice built on the endeavours of countless men and women through the millennia, a vast pyramid of human achievement that points towards the sky. Three centuries later, Albert Einstein would add,
"Imagination is more important than knowledge."
The history of astronomy is so much more than the history of a science. Astronomy has triggered so many of our inspirations, music, religion, and poetry. Alfred Lord Tennyson.
Many a night from yonder ivied casement ere I went to rest, did I look on great Orion, sloping slowly to the west. Many a night I saw the Pleiades, rising through the mellow shade, glitter like a swarm of fireflies, tangled in a silver braid.
Our entanglement with the universe is a reflection of our culture, an insight into the development of humankind's ideas and ideals. Why else would we call the cosmic firmament heaven, and populated with deities like Apollo the sun god and Diana the moon goddess, along with Jupiter, Venus, and the other planet deities? Why else would we map our long-cherished legends onto the sky, making them concrete as the constellation patterns? Why else have civilizations believed that the stars dictated their lives? Our ancestors built monuments that are aligned with the heavens, from Stonehenge to the Great Pyramids, from the native North American structures at Chaco Canyon in New Mexico to the mysterious mounds of Bronze Age Britain, it's clear that in those unlight-polluted days, the sky was as important to humanity as events on the Earth. With the passing of the centuries, we can only guess at the motivation behind these grandiose schemes. Are we looking at cathedrals to the cosmos? What's certain is that almost every culture has a creation myth which involves a simultaneous formation of heaven and earth.